For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Ladies and gentlemen, the sound of the weekend is here. Happy, happy Friday. It is 6:08. Your time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. No. Bang it hard. Yeah. Spank the skins. That's what's, you know, covering a drum.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I get that.
There he is.
I assume that's what you meant.
Of course.
Of course. You didn't mean nothing else.
My oh my, here we are, the weekend yes. And the kickoff of the Gator football season.
And the crowd goes wild.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, the Gators, 3:30, Saturday, Miami, ranked 19th. Big game in-state.
Yeah.
Rivalry coming back, and Gators have a tough schedule. If they can win this, they will be off to an excellent start. But if they don't, well, we'll still be standing behind them.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And it's going to be busy, busy, busy all around the game. And so if you're not or participating in the activities, et cetera, then you probably want to steer clear from that that area of town.
You know where not to drive. If you're not going to the game, we're going to go hang out.
And traffic, of course, is going to be extra busy all of this weekend anyway, because it's a three-day weekend.
They're saying one of the busiest, it seems like, for whatever reason. I don't know why.
One of them might be gas is like 30 cents cheaper than it was a year ago.
That could help.
So election year, all of a sudden, there's all kinds of gas. my goodness. And then,
yes,
the elephant in the room, although I guess donkey, Kamala Harris, Tim Walz on CNN,
boring.
Dana Bash. Yeah, not only was it boring, but did she give any straight answers? And then did she tell really the truth on anything?
No.
She tried to back away from her claim that her ban on fracking, and she even went so far as to say she didn't say that in the campaign when it's all in video and audio. I mean, it's all there.
Yeah.
So I guess when the left politicians speak to the left media, which is 90% of the media, it really doesn't matter what they say. They'll never be really second guessed. They'll never be pinned down.
Right.
So it's a complete waste of time. All it will do by watching and listening to Kamala, it's only going to be an irritant for those who know better.
And you will actually lose some brain cells just listening to her.
Yes. It's amazing. All right. Yeah. So, look, here's one example. All right. And she talks about the economy.
The economy had crashed. In large part, all of that because of mismanagement by Donald Trump. Of that crisis.
Of course.
When we came in, our highest priority was to do what we could to rescue America. And today, we know that we have inflation at under 3%. A lot of our policies have led to the reality that America recovered faster than any wealthy nation around the world. But you are right. Prices, in particular for groceries, are still too high. The American people know it. I know it. which is why my agenda includes what we need to do to bring down the price of groceries. For example, dealing with an issue like price gouging.
Always.
What we need to do to extend the child tax credit to help young families be able to take care of their children in their most formative years. What we need to do to bring down the cost of housing. My proposal includes what would be a tax credit of $25,000 for first-time home buyers, so they can just have enough to put a down payment on a home, which is part of the American dream and their aspiration, but do it in a way that allows them to actually get on the path to achieving that goal and that dream.
Yeah, and most experts say it'll just raise the price of a lot of housing anyway if you do that, that $25,000 deal.
And then you toss on top of that the ones that they're talking about in California, the immigrants, the newcomers, $125,000 loans, $150,000 loans. So you're bringing people in, you're putting them, you're basically raising the population. You're trying to put them in homes. Well, what's that going to do? It is going to drive the price up. Duh.
Well,
come on.
Well, here's part of the problem is that when you assist people to get into something that they may not be able to afford, chances are they could go upside down fairly quickly.
2008, hello.
That's exactly what I was going to refer to. If you don't mind, let's play that clip again.
Okay.
And there's a lot packed in there, so can we stop it kind of as we go, and I'll kind of give you the...
You can't stop and start.
You can't.
No.
Why?
It'll go back to the beginning.
Technology!
Yes.
Are you kidding me? We could do this 50 years ago.
Well, you'd have to use it on something different than this piece of software.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's play it one more time so it's fresh.
All right.
The economy had crashed. In large part, all of that because of mismanagement by Donald Trump. Of that crisis. When we came in, our highest priority was to do what we could to rescue America. And today, we know that we have inflation at under 3%.
Really?
A lot of our policies have led to the reality that America recovered faster than any wealthy nation around the world. But you are right. Prices, in particular for groceries, are still too high. The American people know it, I know it. Which is why my agenda includes what we need to do to bring down the price of groceries. For example, dealing with an issue like price gouging. We need to do to extend the child tax credit to help young families be able to take care of their children in their most formative years. What we need to do to bring down the cost of housing. My proposal includes what would be a tax credit of $25,000 for first-time home buyers, so they can just have enough to put a down payment on a home, which is part of the American dream. And thereafter,
you know, a good interviewer wouldn't let her yammer on like that. I mean, if she's yammering on about the same subject, at some point you'd jump in. But when you start to switch gears and throw all these different proposals out, it's impossible, just like us, you know, stop and start. Dana Bash wouldn't interrupt her. And Dana Bash overall seemed like almost like she was in awe, almost like she was nervous. She's a longtime professional, but that's how much they're like in awe. These are like, oh, rock stars to them, and they'll do anything they can to help promote them. But back to what she said, yeah, the economy did crash. It was due to COVID. Mm-hmm. Now, she wants to say Trump mismanaged that thing. Well, first of all, we were in brand new territory. Everybody was.
Yes.
For number one. But as Biden took over, everything was starting to smooth out. And the jobs started coming back. They came back in spite of the policies. Some injection of some monies into the economy in some ways, in some areas, may have made sense. But they spent way too much and did it over and over again. Mm-hmm. I mean, the last one was the most ridiculous and painful one, the Inflation Reduction Act, which didn't she sign that as breaking the tie?
Yeah.
So she owns the inflation. Instead of telling the truth about inflation, she says, well, we've got inflation down to under 3% right now. I don't know if that's exactly true, but even if it is, remember, it's still additive. What about when it was at 9%? You add that to all the other percentages. And we know food is anywhere from 15 to 50% higher. It's so irritating. So she went through this litany of list of all these promises and remedies. It's
totally different conversation than the one Dana had with J.D. Vance.
You think?
Oh, my goodness. What a difference.
Yeah. Well, look, let's look at the positive things. Whew, football season is here.
Yeah.
Pumpkin spice is right around the corner.
Oh, it's here. It's here already.
Is it here? Okay.
It's here. It showed up.
And we've got plenty more to talk about on the Friday edition. Happy, happy weekend. You're listening to The Bob Rose Show along with Greg Cassidy, live and loco on 97.3 The Sky.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Who is Kamala Harris? Tough prosecutor or open border? Who is she? Tough prosecutor, put bad guys in jail, or, hey, let me pay your bail so you can get out after burning down half of the town. Who is she? Good morning and welcome. It's 6:22. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Dana Bash, CNN, last night, interviews Kamala Harris and VP candidate Tim Walz. And here's CNN. These are the takeaways from the CNN interview, according to members of CNN. This is all telling. Versus what we want to know, like, what about fracking? Okay, here's what you need to know. What we call flip-flopping, they call evolving.
Oh, nice.
Her position evolved on fracking. Her position evolved on the border. Her border answer still has to do with, well, we went to Congress, well, bipartisan, this and that. Dana Bash did not ask the question, why couldn't you just use executive orders or keep in place what the Trump administration had already done? Wait in Mexico for your asylum hearing, for instance. No, it's never asked. She gets to say, oh, it's all Congress and, you know, this. Such baloney. But here's CNN's takeaway. Here, in contrast to what people really care about, what do you care about? The economy. This inflation, what's going on here? The energy and the energy needs in the future. This open border, the crime that's coming, all of that, okay? That's what you want to know about. Here's their takeaway thing. I'm not making this up. This is the very beginning. Vice President Kamala Harris said she was deeply touched by a photo of her young grandniece in pigtails watching her speak at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago last week. This is one of the takeaways. This is CNN. They're supposed to be providing information and news. I told you the whole thing was going to be like a puff piece. It really is. And in their eyes, that's what they see. By the way, so you're going to get into this. See, she's got, well, you know, maybe not kids of her own, but she's got a grandniece. Oh, and pigtails. And she's emotional. And see how kind she is. This is all part of building this fake image of who Kamala Harris is. And CNN is, well, they're culpable in all this fakery. Now, listen to this. It goes on. Though Harris hasn't emphasized it, she hasn't emphasized it. She said she is running to be president for all Americans. The photo captured the potential of her candidacy to make history. Again, that's your takeaway from this interview? Okay, and then this quote, it's very humbling in many ways, Kamala said to Dana Bash. Oh. Wait, it gets better.
Yeah.
Her comments came during the first joint interview of Harris and her running mate, Tim Walz. The Minnesota governor added that he'd seen video of his son, Gus, emotionally reacting to his convention speech. Oh. Well, how your kid reacts to a speech is part of the information that needs to be understood by the American people when we're at one of the most critical junctures. And I know we say that every election season, but really, we truly are. So they have all this softening first. That's their takeaway. And then, quote, our politics can be better. It can be different. We can show some of these things, and we can have families involved in this, he said. I hope people felt that out there. I hope that they hug their kids a little tighter, because you never know. Life can be kind of hard. So now they're trying to do this. Oh, we're like family friendly, and hug your kids.
Mm-hmm.
Because, again, they're looking at all the information, the focus groups, the polling data that is coming in. And they know that their policies have been ass backwards. They know it.
Yep.
I mean, compared to how the American people feel about it. In other words, they truly believe in their root causes, in their root principles. Okay? All they're doing is hiding their coat of Marxism, communism, and socialism, and putting this coat over it that says, we're family friendly, we're going to bring you joy, we're going to be leaders for all of America.
Mm.
I mean, it's all been laid on so thick, and I've been in this doing this for a while, so I've seen a lot. And I'm telling you, it's never been this absurd and insulting, really insulting to anybody with any level of intelligence at all. It's grotesque. It's the fall of our civilization if we can't turn it around now. 6:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And yeah, somehow, some way, we're going to make this into a happy Friday. If we got to twist it, I don't know. Yeah! Friday!
Be happy.
Yeah, be happy.
Yeah.
Right now.
Whether you like it or not.
97.3 The Sky. Hang in there.
Labor Day means
day to celebrate all our work that we've done to provide for ourselves.
Enjoy your weekend.
Family, food,
Florida beaches,
friends, and fun.
And football.
Because everyone deserves a break.
News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Sky.
Friday, 3-day weekend. Welcome. 6:38, Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy here. Gators. Gators playing 3:30, Miami. Miami. That's going to be big. Big game. Also, state parks, developed state parks, hotels, golf courses, possibly. What? People of all stripes went crazy. But coming up at 8:05, Florida State Senator Keith Perry's going to come in and say, wait, hold on. Let's not overreact. Let's look at this. Okay.
Okay.
So that's what we're going to do.
All right.
We're going to let him explain what the, you know, what the pros are.
Yeah.
And let him explain it.
Right.
And he's come in and explained other things. And that's what we want. We a dialogue is always important.
Yep.
Debate is important. Don't just flush it down the toilet because you heard a few key words.
Mm-hmm.
Because I got to tell you, I'm going to allow him to educate me on this. But for right now, it doesn't sound like a great idea to me.
Right.
But I'm going to be open-minded
right.
enough. So my position could evolve.
Oh, thanks, Kamala.
Yeah. Yeah.
You didn't flip or flop. You just evolved.
That's what they say on her, you know, banning of fracking that she clearly have stated than one occasion on national TV.
Yeah.
Now she's saying that she never even said it, which, why do you lie? You could say your position changed, but no, she won't even admit that.
No.
All right. So, Kamala Harris, Tim Walz, last night, CNN, Dana Bash, and Dana asked a reasonable question. Hey, about the, you know, the immigration, the issues, the crisis at the border, you know, some of the things you're talking about now, you've had 3.5 years, basically. Why didn't you do it? Listen to this.
Well, first of all, the root causes work that I did as vice president that I was asked to do by the president has actually resulted in a number of benefits, including historic investments by American businesses in that region.
All right, stop. So a benefit is American businesses are investing in the Central American countries.
Right.
She's saying that's a good thing.
Well, because theoretically, if they have a good job there, they won't come here, is the theory.
We could debate that theory, but sure. I just want to make clear, she's talking about American investment in Central America.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, versus China? Oh, then I'm all about it.
Yeah.
But here's the other overriding point. She is still trying to pretend that immigration is coming from Central America and Mexico.
Right.
And we know it's not. Okay, what are the root causes for the other 110 or 15 countries that have been represented by illegals?
You mean the Iranians?
Yeah.
The Chinese.
Exactly.
Arabs.
So she gets away with that one.
Mm-hmm.
Of immigrants coming from that region has actually reduced since we began that work. But I will say this. That Joe Biden and I and our administration worked with members of the United States Congress on an immigration issue that is very significant to the American people and to our security, which is the border. Mm-hmm. And through bipartisan work, including some of the most conservative members of the United States Congress, a bill was crafted, which we supported, which I support. And Donald Trump got word of this bill that would have contributed to securing our border, and because he believes that it would not have helped him politically, he told his folks in Congress, don't put it forward. He killed the bill.
That is
a border security bill.
That is a lie. They looked at the bill, Republicans did, the good ones, mm-hmm. and said, this is too... too broad, too open. It still allows, I don't know, what was it, 5,000 a day or something?
Uh-huh.
The numbers were still, hey, this isn't effective. This isn't really going to help. This isn't even a Band-Aid on the problem. And that's why the bill failed. But Dana Bash failed to hold her feet to the fire, which is, why didn't you continue the Trump policy of remain in Mexico?
Mm-hmm.
But she didn't do that.
Bill that would have put 1,500 more agents on the border. Let me tell you something. The Border Patrol...
Stop again. 1,500 additional border agents to secure the border? Heck no. No. 15 more to streamline, to process people quicker and easier. And that's the truth, and she knows it.
Yeah.
But she uses it to say, we're going to provide more security. Another absolute lie.
Endorsed the bill. And I'm sure in large part because they knew they were working around the clock.
Yeah.
And 1,500 more agents would help them. That bill would have allowed us to increase seizures of fentanyl. Ask any community in America that has been devastated by fentanyl what passing that bill would have done to address their concern.
Are you kidding me? She's using that. She's turning that argument around. You set the stage by opening the borders to allow 100,000 Americans a year to die from fentanyl poisoning. And now you're trying to turn it around. Next thing you know, she's going to tell us how she was a tough prosecutor and she went after this kind of crime.
And a pain that they've experienced.
So you would push that legislation again. I just want to ask
about... Not only push it, I will make sure that it comes to my desk and I would sign it.
She's tough.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. Let me get some input. Good morning, DC. You're on the air.
Hey, good morning. When that interview last night reminded me of when we used to listen in the intelligence industry to Pravda. So that's a government-run agency that puts out information that as to what things are when they really aren't. When I first went to intelligence school, I asked the question, we studied a week on Russia, a week on China. I asked the question, foolishly, why doesn't the United States go over and free the Russians from the communist influence in Russia? And the teachers there said, because the people there don't want to be free. Just like Vietnam, they didn't want to be democratic. We can go over there and fight all we want, but until the people want the change, it's useless. Well, now in this country, what I fear, and I'm trying to be subjective about this, but it's hard with the BS that was laid out last night. Let's look at what's happened in America. First, we're attacked with a virus to damage the economy of America. None of this comes out because the government doesn't want the people to know, but we were attacked by China with the virus that damaged our economy. The only thing that saved us was because Donald Trump had such a good economy that it prevented us from bottoming out. Now, because the Biden administration's so inept, it's just about bottomed out, and it still could. But thank God for Donald Trump, and yet that's not bought out. The second thing is we've weaponized our legal system against political opponents. So what happened in Russia during the revolutions that brought communism there? The exact thing that's happening in America now. As soon as they get the court system on their side, we're done. So the way it is now, Russia can't fight a tactical war, so they always have to threaten nuclear war because they can't fight a tactical war anymore. China, who you've been talking about for the last 23 years that I know of, can fight a tactical war. They're weak on the nuclear end because they don't have quite enough warheads yet. They've got, I think it's up to 400. It might be more now. So they're capable of fighting that tactical war. All around the world, they're our enemy. Now we've got Iran. So let's imagine a world where China controls Asia, Russia controls.
Labor Day means
day to celebrate all our work that we've done to provide for ourselves.
Enjoy your weekend.
Family, food,
Florida beaches,
friends, and fun.
And football.
Because everyone deserves a break.
News Talk 97.3, The Sky. Sky.
Friday, 3-day weekend. Welcome. 6:38, Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy here. Gators. Gators playing 3:30, Miami. Miami. That's going to be big. Big game. Also, state parks, develop state parks, hotels, golf courses, possibly. What? People of all stripes went crazy. But coming up at 8:05, Florida State Senator Keith Perry's going to come in and say, wait, hold on. Let's not overreact. Let's look at this. Okay. So that's what we're going to do.
All right.
We're going to let him explain what the pros are.
Yeah.
And let him explain it. Right. And he's come in and explained other things. And that's what we want. A dialogue is always important.
Yep.
Debate is important. Don't just flush it down the toilet because you heard a few key words.
Mm-hmm.
Because I got to tell you, I'm going to allow him to educate me on this. But for right now, it doesn't sound like a great idea to me.
Right.
But I'm going to be open-minded
right.
enough.
Yeah.
So my position could evolve.
Oh, thanks, Kamala.
Yeah. Yeah.
You didn't flip or flop. You just evolved.
That's what they say on her, banning of right. fracking that she clearly have stated on more goodness. Than one occasion on national TV.
Yeah.
Now she's saying that she never even said it, which, why do you lie? You could say your position changed, but no, she won't even admit that.
No.
All right. So Kamala Harris, Tim Walz, last night, CNN, Dana Bash. And Dana asked a reasonable question. Hey, about the immigration, the issues, the crisis at the border, some of the things you're talking about now, you've had 3.5 years, basically. Why didn't you do it? Listen to this.
Well, first of all, the root causes work that I did as vice president that I was asked to do by the president has actually resulted in a number of benefits, including historic investments by American businesses in that region.
All right, stop. Stop. So a benefit is American businesses are investing in the Central American countries.
Right.
That's, she's saying that's a good thing.
Well, because theoretically, if they have a good job there, they won't come here, is the theory.
We could debate that theory, but sure. I just want to make clear, she's talking about American investment in Central America. Mm-hmm. Hey, versus China? Oh, then I'm all about it.
Yeah.
But here's the other overriding point. She is still trying to pretend that immigration is coming from Central America and Mexico.
Right.
And we know it's not. Okay, what are the root causes for the other 110 or 15 countries that have been represented by illegals?
You mean the Iranians?
Yeah.
The
Chinese. Exactly.
Arabs.
So she gets away with that one.
Mm-hmm.
Of immigrants coming from that region has actually reduced since we began that work. But I will say this. That Joe Biden and I and our administration worked with members of the United States Congress on an immigration issue that is very significant to the American people and to our security, which is the border. And through bipartisan work, including some of the most conservative members of the United States Congress, a bill was crafted, which we supported, which I support. And Donald Trump got word of this bill that would have contributed to securing our border, and because he believes that it would not have helped him politically, he told his folks in Congress, don't put it forward. He killed the bill.
That is
a border security bill.
That is a lie. They looked at the bill, Republicans did, the good ones, mm-hmm. and said, this is too broad, too open. It still allows, I don't know, what was it, 5,000 a day or something?
Uh-huh.
The numbers were still, hey, this isn't effective. This isn't really going to help. This isn't even a Band-Aid on the problem. And that's why the bill failed. But Dana Bash failed to hold her feet to the fire, which is, why didn't you continue the Trump policy of remain in Mexico?
Mm-hmm.
But she didn't do that.
Bill that would have put 1,500 more agents on the border. Oh. Now, let me tell you something. The Border Patrol.
Stop again. 1,500 additional border agents to secure the border? Heck no. No. 15 more to streamline, to process people quicker and easier. And that's the truth, and she knows it.
Yeah.
But she uses it to say, we're going to provide more security. Another absolute lie.
Endorsed the bill. And I'm sure in large part because they knew they were working around the clock.
Yeah.
And 1,500 more agents would help them. That bill would have allowed us to increase seizures of fentanyl. Ask any community in America that has been devastated by fentanyl what passing that bill would have done to address their concern.
Are you kidding me? She's using that. She's turning that argument around. You set the stage by opening the borders to allow 100,000 Americans a year to die from fentanyl poisoning. And now you're trying to turn it around. Next thing you know, she's going to tell us how she was a tough prosecutor and she went after this kind of crime.
And a pain that they've experienced.
So you would push that legislation again. I just want to ask
about... Not only push it, I will make sure that it comes to my desk and I would sign it.
She's tough.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. Let me get some input. Good morning, DC. You're on the air.
Hey, good morning. When that interview last night reminded me of when we used to listen in the intelligence industry to Pravda. So that's a government run agency that puts out information that as to what things are when they really aren't. When I first went to intelligence school, I asked the question, we studied a week on Russia, a week on China. I asked the question, foolishly, why doesn't the United States go over and free the Russians from the communist influence in Russia? And the teachers there said, because the people there don't want to be free. Just like Vietnam, they didn't want to be democratic. We can go over there and fight all we want. But until the people want the change, it's useless. Well, now in this country, what I fear, and I'm trying to be subjective about this, but it's hard with the BS that was laid out last night. Let's look at what's happened in America. First, we're attacked with a virus to damage the economy of America. None of this comes out because the government doesn't want the people to know, but we were attacked by China with the virus that damaged our economy. The only thing that saved us was because Donald Trump had such a good economy that it prevented us from bottoming out. Now, because the Biden administration's so inept, it's just about bottomed out, and it still could. But thank God for Donald Trump, and yet that's not bought out. The second thing is we've weaponized our legal system against political opponents. So what happened in Russia during the revolutions that brought communism there? The exact thing that's happening in America now. As soon as they get the court system on their side, we're done. So the way it is now, Russia can't fight a tactical war, so they always have to threaten nuclear war because they can't fight a tactical war anymore. China, who you've been talking about for the last 23 years that I know of, can fight a tactical war. They're weak on the nuclear end because they don't have quite enough warheads yet. They've got, I think it's up to 400. It might be more now. So they're capable of fighting that tactical war all around the world. They're our enemy. Now we've got Iran. So let's imagine a world where China controls Asia, Russia controls Europe and the United States and Canada, South America, Mexico, and that Iran controls the Middle East. That's where we're headed. Now, if people in America are either too lazy or too stupid to look into what was said last night and to see what the obvious is that you're pointing out today, then I guess we deserve to be slaves of the world.
Yeah. Wow. That's a lot of information and great information. Yeah. Pravda. Yeah. Taught us one thing. It was called propaganda.
Uh-huh.
But how can we say that that's really any different than the type of interview that was held last night against somebody who wants to be leader of the free world and was not, her feet was not, they were not held to the fire in the least.
No.
There were no real strong follow-up questions. It's a joke, and like I said before, it's an insult to the American people. 6:48 News Talk, 97.3 The Sky. Let's make it a great Friday somehow. ...350-room hotel built at Anastasia Park around St. Augustine. Have you ever been there? How does that make sense? We're going to ask Florida State Senator Keith Perry that. Coming up at 8:05 this morning, he's going to be with us. And let's take a fair and open look at what they're talking about in the development of our state parks. Right now, I don't see any evidence where it's beneficial, but I definitely want to hear, you know, all sides of this thing. We all should. Keep an open mind. Gather more facts. Don't overreact. We'll see what happens. We'll see if there is value in this. Let's at least take a fair look at it. Good morning and welcome. Happy Friday. The Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here. Morning, Greg.
Good morning.
How you doing, man? I heard you were rubbing elbows and hanging out with the sheriff, Emery Gainey.
Yes.
And meeting all the other sheriffs around. Did you get us any get-out-of-jail-free cards, any free speeding kind of things?
Well, you know, it doesn't hurt that, you know, a bunch of them listen to the show all the time. So
okay.
At least I'm hoping that is the case. So anyway,
right.
We'll see.
Well, we always appreciate the schmooze tour and specifically how we, meaning me,
can benefit.
Yeah. from your hard work.
Well, I do what I can for you. You know, we got to keep you out of jail.
And you do. And yep. I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So there are a lot of issues, a lot of things to deal with. We are going to continue to decipher and translate the gobbledygook that was Kamala Harris last night with CNN. It was, I don't know. I guess it was about as bad, maybe, as anticipated. I mean, we kind of knew.
Well, infomercial. I think that was the word you used at one point yesterday. And I think you nailed it because it was so nicely and neatly edited. There was no real follow-up. You know, it was nothing, like I said, like the J.D. Vance thing where, man, she would tell him what he said and try to move on. And fortunately, he was strong enough to go, no, we're not done with this conversation yet. But with this, it was like, okay, here's the question. Even if it sounded like a hard question, the answer was allowed to be kind of a softball question. So, anyway.
All right. Well, Foot Locker is planning to leave New York City for Florida. Gee, I wonder why. I wonder why. Again, see, these are rock-solid things that you can go to. This is not opinion. The taxes and the cost of doing business in New York City is very much higher.
Yeah.
And doing business, say, in Florida, again, with more Republican/conservative principles at work. And I don't understand it, that people that live in these blue cities and blue states that see the crime going up, their taxes going up, and the life, the quality of life diminishing, going down, getting worse, why they continue to vote the same way.
I don't get it.
You keep voting for what, you know, what has created any issues that you have. Uh-huh. Any issues are created by the people and party and principles you're voting for. Foot Locker's decided to relocate from Democrat-run New York City to Florida by late 2025, according to New York Post. The CEO, Mary Dillon, said, to better support our strategic progress, to increase team member collaboration, as well as ongoing expense discipline, we made the decision to relocate our headquarters to St. Petersburg, Florida. Yep.
Nice.
She also explained that the Big Apple has been a center of gravity for Foot Locker for a long time. There are cost efficiencies over time by doing this, but we're going to continue to have a presence in New York to keep connections to basketball and sneaker culture. Yeah, they don't want to rub anybody the wrong way on their way out of town. They don't want to burn the Brooklyn Bridge or any other bridge.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because it is business, and you know that megalopolis of a city represents a lot of potential customers. So, but at the end of the day, you got to be able to pay your bills. And then there's the quality of life.
Yeah.
You know, think about commuting around, you know, St. Petersburg versus commuting around New York City.
No, thank you.
Yeah.
Been there, done that. No.
All right. So we have plenty on the agenda for this morning. We'll get to it all. We'll try anyway. In the meantime, never miss a minute of the Bob Rose Show on demand 24/7. Subscribe to the Bob Rose Show podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. 97.3 The Sky. ₹350 room hotel built at Anastasia Park around St. Augustine. Have you ever been there? How does that make sense? We're going to ask Florida State Senator Keith Perry that coming up at 8:05 this morning. He's going to be with us. And let's take a fair and open look at what they're talking about in the development of our state parks. Right now, I don't see any evidence where it's beneficial, but I definitely want to hear, you know, all sides of this thing. We all should. Keep an open mind, gather more facts, don't overreact. We'll see what happens. We'll see if there is value in this. Let's at least take a fair look at it. Good morning and welcome. Happy Friday. The Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here. Morning, Greg.
Good morning.
How you doing, man? I heard you were rubbing elbows and hanging out with the sheriff, Emery Ganey.
Yes.
And meeting all the other sheriffs around. Did you get us any get-out-of-jail-free cards, any free speeding kind of things?
Well, you know, it doesn't hurt that, you know, a bunch of them listen to the show all the time. So at least I'm hoping that is the case. So anyway,
right.
We'll see.
Well, we always appreciate the schmooze tour and mm-hmm. specifically how we, meaning me, can benefit from your hard work.
Well, I do what I can for you. You know, got to keep you out of jail.
And you do. I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So there are a lot of issues, a lot of things to deal with. We are going to continue to decipher and translate the gobbledygook that was Kamala Harris last night with CNN. It just, it was, I don't know. I guess it was about as bad, maybe, as anticipated. I mean, we kind of knew.
Well, infomercial. I think that was the word you used at one point yesterday. And I think you nailed it because it was so nicely and neatly edited. There was no real follow-up. You know, it was nothing, like I said, like the J.D. Vance thing where, man, she would tell him what he said and try to move on. And fortunately, he was strong enough to go, no, we're not done with this conversation yet. But with this, it was like, okay, here's the question. Even if it sounded like a hard question, the answer was allowed to be kind of a softball question. So, anyway.
All right. Well, Foot Locker is planning to leave New York City for Florida. Gee, I wonder why.
Huh.
I wonder why. Again, see, these are rock solid things that you can go to. This is not opinion. The taxes and the cost of doing business in New York City is very much higher.
Yeah.
Than doing business, say, in Florida. Again, with more Republican/conservative principles at work. And I don't understand it that people that live in these blue cities and blue states that see the crime going up, their taxes going up, and the life, the quality of life diminishing, going down, getting worse, why they continue to vote the same way.
I don't get it.
You keep voting for what, you know, what has created any issues that you have.
Uh-huh.
Any issues are created by the people and party and principles you're voting for. Foot Locker's decided to relocate from Democrat-run New York City to Florida by late 2025, according to the New York Post. The CEO, Mary Dillon, said, to better support our strategic progress, to increase team member collaboration, as well as ongoing expense discipline, we made the decision to relocate our headquarters to St. Petersburg, Florida. Yep.
Nice.
She also explained that the Big Apple has been a center of gravity for Foot Locker for a long time. There are cost efficiencies over time by doing this, but we're going to continue to have a presence in New York to keep connections to basketball and sneaker culture. Yeah, they don't want to rub anybody the wrong way on their right. way out of town. They don't want to burn the Brooklyn Bridge or any other bridge.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because it is business, and you know that megalopolis of a city represents a lot of potential customers. So, but at the end of the day, you got to be able to pay your bills. And then there's the quality of life.
Yeah.
You know, think about commuting around, you know, St. Petersburg versus commuting around New York City.
No, thank you.
Yeah.
Been there, done that. No.
All right. So we have plenty on the agenda for this morning. We'll get to it all. We'll try anyway. In the meantime, never miss a minute of the Bob Rose Show on demand 24/7. Subscribe to the Bob Rose Show podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. 97.3 The Sky.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Quartet pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.